aboard the yacht Palana, a series of mysterious accidents has placed the party in grave danger. The wireless equipment has been disabled, so that they cannot send out a call for help. As they stand beside the rail, sending up signal rockets into the starlit sky, a member of the crew comes to Andra with the report that the supply of fresh water is running very low. They have only enough to last one more day. The present act opens a few minutes later.
Chandu, the magician.
Perhaps you'd better go a little slower with these rockets, Bob. We haven't many more, you know.
Gee, haven't we? I thought there was a whole lot of them in that box.
This one, Bob?
Yeah.
No, it's empty.
Oh, well, maybe we better not send up any more until we see what happens.
Oh, Uncle Frank, look. Isn't that a light?
Where, Betty?
Right there. Way out there. Right down close to the ocean.
Yes, you're right. It's a ship.
They must have seen the rockets, Frank.
Oh, isn't it perfectly thrilling? It's really just like something out of a book, isn't it? Like being cast away on a desert island, I mean. Only, of course, I don't mean this yacht's like a desert island, Andra. I think it's wonderful for them to see our signals and everything, just like...
And not a minute too soon, huh, Andra? I heard what that fellow said to you.
Who, Bobby?
That sailor that came up and spoke to Andra and Uncle Frank a little while ago. He said we only had enough fresh water for one more day, didn't he, Uncle Frank?
Yes, he did, Bob. But we hardly thought it necessary to worry your mother about it.
Oh, gee. I'm sorry, Uncle Frank.
Well, it's all right anyway, because there's that ship.
Yeah, that's right. Let's send up all the rest of these rockets at once. Here, Betty, you take this one, and I'll take this one, and... Mother, why don't you send on up? You haven't sent up one yet.
Oh, not I. Nadie, would you like a light one?
Yes, Dorothy. Bob, you must show me how to hold the rocket.
Here, I'll show you. Look, I'll light mine first, and you watch. Now, look, you light it right here. Now, you do yours, Nadie. Here, like this. Now, hold it this way.
And one for me. Give me a match, will you, Bob?
Sure, here. And that's the very last rocket we have. Boy, that was pretty close, wasn't it?
It was indeed, Bob. Chandu, I wonder where the ship will take us.
What's the matter with you, Andra?
What is it, Frank? Andra.
It seems to me that ship is coming no closer.
No, you're right. They haven't seen our signals after all.
Wouldn't you know I'd do that? Shoot off our last three rockets without waiting to see whether they'd notice this or not.
Don't blame yourself for that, Bob. It was my fault. I can't see yet how they feel to see us.
They're disappearing, aren't they? But we needn't give up hope yet, need we, Frank? There's no reason why another ship might not come along tomorrow.
Of course not, Doc.
That's right, Mother. And Andra said we weren't far out of... What is it you call them, Andra?
The steamer lanes. No, you're right, Miss Betty. There's every chance someone will see us tomorrow. We haven't drifted far. I was talking to the captain about it this afternoon.
We'd better put ourselves and the crew on rations of water, Andra.
Yes, perhaps we had. I'll go below and speak to the captain about it now.
I will go with you, Andra, as far as my cabin. I would like to get a cloak.
Oh, let me go down and get it for you, Nadie.
I'll go, Nadie. Oh, no, thank you. I will go myself.
Well, Andra, can we have the music play? I don't want to feel as if we're just sitting around waiting for the ship to sink right under our feet or something.
Of course, we're advancing to play, Bob. Anything you like. I'll join
you
in a few moments.
And I will not be long.
Let us go through here, down this way. I'm sorry Bob was so incautious as to alarm you and Mrs. Regent about the water supply lines.
It is better to know, I think, Andra.
Except that a ship will probably come along tomorrow and pick us up. And you might have been spared the anxiety.
Anxiety is not a stranger to me, Andra, as perhaps you know. Here is my cabin. Perhaps you knew I made an excuse to the others to speak to you alone. Will you come in for one moment when you have spoken of the water to the captain?
I can come in now if you like. He understands about the shortage of water, and a few minutes more will make no difference. What do you want to speak to me about?
Wait, please, until we are inside. I did not know I had forgotten to switch off the lights when I went up on the deck. I am growing careless. Will you sit here?
Thank you. How pale you are. What is it that's troubling you?
Oh, I must tell someone. And you are the only one who can help me.
I don't understand.
I will ask you one question, Andra. What will occur if there is not a sheep?
You mean if no one sees us?
Yes.
Well, of course, no good thinking of that, Your Highness, because certainly a ship will sight us and we'll be taken off.
You are trying to deceive me, Andra. What will occur if tomorrow no ship is seen? We will have no water.
Oh, we can probably make the water supply last another day or so by cutting down on the quantity we use.
But if by that time there is no ship?
What is it you are hinting at, Your Highness?
I am trying to discover whether there is anything we may do. I cannot permit Dorothy and the children to suffer.
You cannot permit them to suffer? Won't you tell me what you really mean?
This is what I mean then, Andra, since I am forced to tell you. You have heard of the wisdom of Chandu?
Yes, of course.
I think by the use of the secret of the East, it might be possible for him to...
You mean he could summon help by some occult means?
Yes, I think he can.
Oh, you mean you hesitate to ask him to do this for us? I'll speak to him about it myself, if you like.
Oh, no, no. It is not that.
No?
It is only that... Oh, Andra, do you not see? I cannot go to Suva. What if help comes, and it is a ship that will take us to Suva?
Your Highness, I don't pretend to understand. Perhaps you'd rather not speak of it to me. But what possible harm could come to you in landing at Suva? It won't be more than a few days at the most before a liner from Australia or New Zealand calls there. And it will take you all back to California.
But I must not go there.
What?
It is the one place in all the world where I dare not go. Even if this accident had not occurred to the yacht, I had intended to beg you to turn back. Chandu promised he would speak of it to you.
Well, he probably didn't have an opportunity before we had this trouble with the propeller shaft. And now, of course, it's too late. Even if I could disregard the cablegram I received, there's no way I could help you now. I'm sorry. Truly, I am. Your Highness, you don't know how distressed I am. Shall I call Mrs. Reeves?
No, no. I beg you not to call her. I will be myself in a moment. Will you not have a cigarette? You will find them in the carved box. Under the lamp on the table.
Thank you. Won't you have one?
No, thank you. I do not smoke. It is perhaps strange I do not, but I always bring with me cigarettes from Egypt. My friends enjoy them, even if I do not.
Yes. I smoke them occasionally, even when I'm at home. Are you feeling better now? Shall we go back on deck?
Oh, not yet. I know now. I must tell you what it is I fear. And when you have heard it, perhaps you will... I know you will think it is impossible. Have you ever heard that near Suva is a strange, mysterious cavern in which strange pagan rites are held?
Why, no. And even if they are, what have these things to do with you? Is this really what you fear?
Oh, you have not heard it all. It is said that in this place live a few people who are all that remain of the Lemurians.
In the cavern on the island of Fiji? Your Highness, you've thought about this until you're overwrought. How could it be possible?
Oh, I knew you would not believe me. But I beg you to think seriously of it. I tell you, I know.
But what if it should be so? Why are you so concerned about it?
Oh, I cannot tell you all.
I say, Your Highness, let me go up on deck and get Mr. Chandler and tell him this amazing story. He'll reassure you. You think I don't take it seriously just because I know nothing of it. Mr. Chandler, no. Let me call him and put your mind at rest.
Oh, it is useless. I might have known it would be. I will say no more. If I am to meet my fate.
But what fate?
Oh, let us not speak of it again. Oh, look, you have not even lighted your cigarette. I am a very bad hostess. Here are matches.
Oh, thank you. Why, these are amber cigarettes. I haven't smoked one for some time.
I hope you will enjoy it. Andra, you will not speak to Chandu of what I have said to you here?
Why, certainly not, if you prefer it.
Oh, I beg of you not to speak of it. I... Andra! Andra!
Nazi! What is it? Nazi!
Oh, Frank, look. We saw it in the crystal that day at home. The lamp, and the table, and the carved box. Oh, I knew it. I told you so that day. I felt it. There's death in this room.